Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is George Gamont. Or it could be afternoon, wherever you may be. Oops, the music didn't stop. Why does it do that? It keeps playing on and on and on. There's something wrong with this program. What? What? Stop! 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 Okay, I'll get it to stop in a moment. I might have to redo everything a little bit. Go back and re-put out the... Okay, well, good morning. I'll be working on getting rid of the music. I know I got callers, so I'll be with you in a second. And we'll talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about today. The question was, why soul readings and past life readings? And let me see if I can please end this music. Really, really end this music. Yes, really. Yeah, it doesn't want to go away. It doesn't want to go away. Maybe it went away. Ah, it went away. Whew. I got to redo the chat room. Yay. I don't know what. It's something, a glitch in their system that keeps my little music thing playing forever. Okay, so I'm back. I'm here. I'm back. So we're going to talk about soulmates or soul readings and why have soul readings and what does it do for you? Raise that question because, you know, spirits kind of move me this direction instead of predicting things about people's lives. It's really helping you to connect with the greater part of yourself. And part of it is that connection. Part of it is that connection that we it's about connecting to something, that intuitive side, that spirit side of you, that voice, that rudder that guides your life. But also it's validation. You know, I did a little brief soul reading for one of my Facebook friends, and they asked, it was really in chat room thing. It was, they asked the question, why, can you give me a soul reading? And I gave them what I got, and they say, well, I do that. Well, okay. But it's validation. It's validating that you're on the right path. You know, it's staying on the path. It's not deviating off the path. If spirit or your soul said you're off the path, you need to be doing this, it's like, do you need to speed it up? Do you need to slow it down? It's not so much the destination. It's about getting there, what you need to do to get there, what changes, what, as I was writing earlier, it has to do with about the beliefs and the fears that may be keeping you from achieving your goals and directions and living that soul-connected life. Okay, I have callers, and I'll be there in a second. So this is what the show is about today. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. I have an article on life purpose, you know, and I do all kinds of fun things in this show. It's not just about pure spiritual stuff. I have a show on an article on lemons, and an article on smoking and what it does to your body. I mean, some of the really not so obvious things I thought was really fascinating. And soulmates. I have an article on soulmates. So these are all from different publications and so forth. Oh, and I have a brief article by Marianne Williamson, and I'll get there. Thought it was really kind of a cool little thing about love. Love. It's all about love, isn't it? Loving yourself first. How many people stand in front of the mirror and go, I love you. You're going to have a beautiful day. Looking in your own eyes going, I love you. I did that this morning. Kind of wired this morning because I'm thinking about this soulmates. Yeah. And I've been thinking about soulmates too. I've been thinking about, I've really had this urge lately to get married. I don't really have any. I mean, I have a couple of people that I would marry if they would say, yeah, if we really connected well. But, you know, when they're like 6,000 miles away, it makes it a little tougher, right? A couple of people I would marry, like yesterday. But we're just not there yet. We're just not there. So let me take a call. We'll do some things. I'll give you Marianne Williams's articles, which I thought was really kind of nice. We'll let my spirit guides talk to you. We'll talk about lemons, life purpose, soulmate, and some of the harmful things about smoking. But also, if you stop, some of the things that you can do to replenish the body, especially the skin, from smoking. So we'll get into all that. You know, being spiritual is a lot of different things, right? It's mind, body, spirit, right? So you got to take care of the body. Live a healthy lifestyle, I think. Have some fun, though. It's really all about having fun, isn't it? Fun, fun, fun. Hello.
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 Wow.
And
wow,
who am I speaking to?
Candace.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm actually, yeah. Yeah, yesterday I had all these computer problems, or not, wasn't computer, it was network problems and trying to connect and talk, and it kept, you know, I think it was AT&T that was kind of doing strange things, so I couldn't stay on the line. But today seems to be working out really well, which is all really good. So, what's going on with Candace? How is your life?
Wow. Well, everything's actually pretty good. The fact that you was just talking about soul, and even with the, like, soul mates and stuff like that, actually met someone a few months ago in October, and it was an instant connection.
That's a good thing. You know, those. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer here. I'm not going to try to discourage. Sometimes we have to be really careful about, and I know this sounds negative, and I don't want it to sound really negative, but it, sometimes you have to be kind of take that as time goes on, because that instant connection, it has to develop into friendship.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And you have to realize that you share the same values, or your values are very close, right? I mean, you could have that instant chemistry with somebody and go, whoa, that, you know, that really attraction. And then you find out, and there's this article I was going to cover a little bit. You find out later the guy's a jerk, you know. It's like, oh, you know. So it's really kind of slowing down that process a little bit. But
exactly.
I'm such a hypocrite on that. I'll tell you why. Because I met my wife, and we got married within 3 months of meeting. And we were married for 14 years.
My mom and dad is the same way. They met and they married in 3 months. So, yeah. I look at that and I'm like, hey, it's possible. Hey, you know.
You got to find out. It depends on how much time you spend together, too. If you're in a long-distance Skype relationship, it doesn't work that well, right?
No, it does not.
If you see the person on a Saturday only once a week, you don't develop it very quickly, right? So you have a question, or you just like to share your beautiful story?
Well, that's the thing. I would love. No, I have a question that goes along with the story. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
We're
just
friends.
This is good.
We're
all is
just
good.
Friends, but it's a very. He also said it, that it was strong connection as well, and what's this connection about? And yeah.
Okay. Well, let's ask you this, because this is what I hear for you. What is the fear on your part?
Oh, wow. On my part?
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to ask, what's the fear on his part?
Well, there's no fear. That's why I would take. But the thing is, I was
there's a fear of making a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, your soul is hesitant a little bit because it doesn't want to go down a bad path again, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Your hesitation, which is a good thing though, but you can hesitate too long. What I hear for you, what's his first name?
His name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
Mac. Okay. Well, what I hear for you is how do you put this? This is really cool. You're at the right place in the right time. You're not going too slow or too fast. In the music industry, they call you're in the pocket. Do you know what I mean by in the pocket?
Wow.
You're in the
pocket. About the music industry. Wow, something you said in the music industry. I'm actually, we're both into music, very much into music, and I actually met him at a music store.
So if you're in the pocket means you're not behind or ahead of the band, right? You're right on there, right with the band, okay? You're right there. So we could use the expression, spirit wants to use the expression, your soul wants, you're in the pocket right now. So don't push ahead, don't go, don't get faster, don't get on the notes that your band's not there yet, right?
Yep.
And just stay in the pocket, and you'll be fine in this relationship. Your fears are slowing you down, retarding you just a little bit, but not much, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it feels like you're overwhelmed with the potentiality of love. And I really do get that word for you, and what I'm reading off of you is that potentiality. You're wanting to go there, but you want to have all the ducks in order, is the expression I hear for you, right?
Yeah.
Well, Max. Let me see if I can read Max a little bit. Let me see. And not so much intention.
Max.
M-A-C-K. Mac. Like in truck. Yeah. Like in truck.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hearing like his whatever reservations he has is masculine ego. Okay? And masculine ego is I need to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And some men never get ready. Okay? Yeah. They always find that I'm not ready. But I give him to be the ice block that's being chipped away at, slowly but surely. He's chipping away. His heart is open to you, but whatever resistance is being chipped away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like you're really in the right place at the right time. You just have to just keep moving forward, not put pressure on it. Try not to get ahead of the where you're at. Your soul's saying you're in a good place, and he's in a good place for his fears. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't rush him or push him.
I definitely won't do that.
What I'm hearing, too, is what the key here it feels like for you and him is, do you talk about the future?
Do we? Do both of us, or do I?
Together. Not well, you can think about the future all day long, but if he's not in sync with that, it doesn't really mean much, does it?
We do. That's the crazy thing. It's just like since we've met, it's interesting. It's like it just comes automatic. It's just like we both know, but in a sense, it's just like we both know that something is there.
You both know you want to be together. You're not ready to make the full commitment, the full Monty commitment. Yeah. But that's a bad expression. But you're ready. You're gonna get there. Just give it a little time.
And what is all what is up with this connection? Like, I know it's a soulmate connection. What is our reasoning?
What does that mean? It means you may or may not believe this. Okay, well, I don't know if you have a religious background. I'll put it from two different perspectives. On one perspective, God set you together to be together. You kind of chose to be together before you came here. Okay?
Oh,
You chose to be here together to support each other. Emotionally, not financially necessarily, whether the finances, that's not important. Right? That's important, but it's not important for this discussion. You chose to be here to support each other, to share with each other, to love each other. And I'm getting something else, but it feels like it's really about make life easier for each other. To laugh more, to enjoy life more, to bring out of each other, to appreciate each other, but to bring out of each other the joy that you both have. You know, it's like you're drawing out of each other the joy that you both have. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Wow.
So keep going forward. I keep hearing you must have a religious background.
Very much. My dad's a minister, so
yeah. Because I keep getting I keep getting the words for you more in a religious context than in a metaphysical context, and so it really is about it's a divine. This is part of your divine plan to meet. But you both were married or something before, or been single for a while before?
I was married. He was engaged. He was engaged before, and he's a little older than I am. Age doesn't matter to me. It doesn't never matter to me.
Well, the point
he just opened to a lot.
the point I was going to say on that, because it what it feels like in both of your cases, is that you had to have the rocky roads, the difficult times, the bad relationships, the difficult relationships, to really appreciate this relationship. If you were met, let's say you both met together and you were both in your 20s or whatever. I'm assuming you're older than that, but I get the feeling your energy. It wouldn't work as well because you wouldn't have had the experience and really appreciate this relationship. Because you don't want to look beyond this, right?
Yeah.
You're like, if this doesn't work out, I don't know what's going to happen with me, but I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm out there. I'm not parading the bars every weekend looking for an alternative, right?
Yeah.
So go for it, dear. I don't know what else to tell you. Your soul's saying, yeah, just one day at a time, appreciate each other. And it's I use the word destiny here.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Go for it. Okay. I'm not going to make any predictions because that's not fair. Because this is really free will thing. You can both screw it up. What I hear is funny. Whoa. I hear you both could screw it up. God wouldn't be happy with you because you kind of like, oh, you're messing up the plan, kids. Why are you screwing it up?
Yeah. And that's what it was like. That's the funny thing. It's like we both acknowledge that whatever this is, I told him I'm not messing up. I'm not going anywhere. He kind of stuck with me. So
yeah, good for you. go for it, dear.
Yeah.
Take care. Enjoy your day.
Okay.
And have a fun weekend. Have a fun weekend. Do something fun. Be silly.
Oh yeah. You know what? Last weekend was actually our first date.
Ah, yeah, but it feels like you've been together for longer than that, a lot longer than that.
Yeah, I've been talking since October, but yeah, it feels like that. I told him that too. I'm like, why does it feel like we've just been together forever? And
because you have been, dear.
And
so yeah. You know, in a non-physical world, you were buddies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I met my soulmate. I've officially met my soulmate. Wow.
Well,
that's awesome.
I don't like to use that word much, but yeah, you could if you want to put that term on it, you're pretty much close to what that definition would be. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that lovely to talk to somebody who's actually connected to somebody and has a good relationship going on? It's always nice. Versus, I'll never know when I'm going to meet somebody. You know, sometimes you try too hard. You really do try too hard. And I found that in my life. Yeah, I'm really bad. You know, like, I thought this idea, I'd like to get married. I don't know why it's overcome me. And I, you know, there's a couple people that I would marry and hope maybe somebody else would come into my life in the near future. You know, I was thinking about marriage. I was thinking about what I miss in my life. And I know maybe you can relate to this and maybe you can have the same feelings. And I always like to get my feedback from people. You know, maybe you can be my therapist. Be my therapist, please, people. Okay. No, seriously. I do take this seriously that, you know, and it's almost an emotional thing for me to even admit this, but it would be nice to have somebody in my life who does appreciate me for me. I've been married and I've been in relationships and long-term relationships, but there always felt there was something that I wasn't totally appreciated. And I'm the first person to want to appreciate somebody else. And I'm not, this is a one-way street. I don't want it all. I don't want to suck all this appreciation. I want to give it. I want to show appreciation. I'm a romantic. Show appreciation for somebody else. You know, give it. Just be a giver. But it'd be nice to just have somebody who appreciates you. And I mean, I hope you feel the same way. And I think this is a key to a good relationship, is having somebody in your life that just appreciates who you are, appreciates what you have to say. And I thought, do I really want to, because I know spiritually minded women and blah, blah, blah. But it's not so much, well, we both connect and we do a lot of the same things. You know, I don't know if it's really that, or it's about having somebody in your life who appreciates what you do and wants to listen to about what you do. Somebody who's excited just to know you. Does that make sense? What do you think? Nobody in the chat room right now, and I'm a bunch of callers, but I want your opinions. What do you think? It's having somebody who really appreciates you for you, right? And wants to do the little things for you because they do appreciate you. And it goes both ways. And I'm the kind of person that would do that, you know, do the little things, you know. So because I do appreciate somebody and the big things, but mostly it's the little things in a relationship that make the big difference, isn't it? It's the little things in a relationship that make the big difference. It's not the big stuff, you know. It's not the diamond ring, which is cool if that's important. But it's the little things. It's, oh, I'm in the kitchen. Would you like something? That's a little thing that means a lot. I'm going to the store. Can I pick you something up? That's the little things, right? I'm doing laundry. Do you need something done? Ooh. Not that you necessarily expect it, but it's done out of love and an appreciation. Because that's my thing. That's what I want in life. That's the little things, you know. How was your radio show today? Tell me about it. You know, that sort of thing, right? And it goes both ways. How was work? What did you do today? Did you have a good day at work? You know, what's going on? What's on your mind? You know, what would you like to do this weekend? Oh, what would you like to do this weekend? Really, like, what would you like to do this weekend? So it goes both ways. So that's the kind of relationship. And that's what I enjoy about marriage when it's really working well, is that appreciating each other and doing little things to honor the other person. Both ways. I'm not just saying it's me. It's going both ways. You do it. And if you have that really beautiful flow back and forth where you're really showing each, you're giving each other space when you need space, and you know the other person's reading and they want to, you know, they need some time. Isn't that cool? Cool stuff. Okay, let me get into some of the articles and some of the things I was going to talk about. And then if you want to call in and talk to me, oh, you know what? I got some free time here and there's nobody asking questions and whatever. So I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you. Bob being a name that my spirit teachers took on just because it's a nice name and it doesn't have any religious overtones to it. So let me have Bob talk to you for a few minutes. Maybe I'll talk about soulmates and soul connections and soul, all this soul stuff that we've been talking about, higher self, higher, all, which is kind of related to the same thing. It's the non-physical part of yourself, the spirit part of yourself that came in. Oh, I got a caller. Well, maybe I'll put Bob on hold for a minute. Bob, you're on hold for a minute. Let me take a call, and we'll talk a little bit more about soulmates and souls and, you know, some articles. You know, I'm going to put the caller. It's a 216 area code, but if you can hold on 1 minute, let me do one of the things I wanted to do. Marianne Williamson has written a lot of great books on love and the Course of Miracles and all this sort of thing. And it's a little article she wrote. And I thought, you know, it's like from the desk of Marianne Williamson, a deeper inquiry into love's purposes in our lives is the According to A Course of Miracles, relationships are laboratories of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Relationships are the laboratories of the Holy Spirit. They can be the Spirit's garden of love, but they can also be the ego's lair of fear. You know, do we know that, though? That's not so true. And most of us have experienced both at some point in our lives. Love is not just a passive thing that the conscious person hopes to find someday. It is also an emotional skill set, a consistent way of being opposed to occasional stroke of good luck. So living love, right? Isn't that about living love? Doesn't that sound like living love? I'm just paraphrasing and editorializing her words. The universe is the handwriting of God, moving with mysterious intention toward the fulfillment of love's desire within every interaction and circumstance. Let me read that again. That's an amazing. I love the way she writes. She's very poetic in her way she writes. Very literate, I guess is another word for it. The universe is the handwriting of God, moving with mysterious intention toward the fulfillment of love's desire within every interaction and circumstances. I'm going to comment on that in a minute. When our hearts and minds are open, when we are forgiving and compassionate, the light of the universe moves through us to harmonize and uplift all beings. Yet when our hearts and minds are closed, when our accumulated layers of pain and distrust shut down our capacity to love as we wish to be loved, then the chaos prevails and suffering ensues. That is how powerful we are. Conscious or subconsciously, we drive the drum of how our relationships unfold. Now, let me go back to that one statement. I think it's really important here. When our minds and hearts are open, and we are, the universe is the handwriting of God, moving with mysterious intention toward the fulfillment of love's desire within every intention and circumstance. And I take her words, and I would paraphrase it and kind of editorialize. Love is intention. Love's intention, or God is love. God as love. Intention is, and every is to be there, always flowing with every interaction and circumstance. And as she's saying here, do we block that? Do we block that love from God, the love that is God, the love that is our souls? Do we block it with layers of pain and distrust? And shut down the capacity to love and to be loved. Ooh, good. So it's fears that do that. This is my point of view. Fears that do that, but also belief systems that do that. And the belief system would be that this particular race of people is inferior. They're troublemakers. They're problems. And that shuts off love. And that's just one example. There's lots of them examples of a lot of the belief systems that we develop through our lifetimes. Oop, caller left away. Oh, well, I guess they didn't want to. They weren't very patient. Okay, come back in if you want to talk. I mean, really, I'm going to let Bob talk to you. You got to hold on for a minute. I know holding is like, I don't like holding. Okay, but hold anyway. Just hold on. You know, you'll listen to my spirit guides for a minute. And then when they're finishing up, you want to call in. We can do that. How fun is that? How fun. We're having fun, right? Are we having fun? I think we are. At least I'm having fun. Okay, so I'm going to go away and I'll let Spirit talk to you. What a powerful word. Love is the power that moves universes. Love is the word and the power and the energy and the force of the divine, of source, that creates worlds, that created you, that caused you to come into being. Love is what allowed all that is to exist. You would say that love from source, love from God, and the love of, and the love to share, and the love to create, and the love to share the beauty of all there is, and the existence of all there is, this love brought all into effect, and all into creation. So creation is the result of love. It's not a command, it's not a mechanical outpouring. It's not just an accident. It's not just something that happened and it kind of built upon itself. It wasn't a huge explosion, just an explosion by accident that created and put forth all that there is and all of the universe and all of the planets and all of everything. Because long before there were planets, long before there were physical, and we use the word long, just as a use of a term, you know, we're going to get into time and space, but long before there was the physical, there always was love. There always was the divine nature of love, which was expressed in non-physical forms, in spirit forms, in other ways that are hard to describe for you to understand as humans, in the spirit connections that souls, life form, not separate forms of energy other than source itself and came from source, you would say that there are separate personalities that radiated forth from source, and that these various zillions of personalities, different identities with its own thoughts, with its own being, with its own essence, were the expressions of love of source but it was in the non-physical world, the spirit world. And at some point, the spirit world decided that we would like to experience something different, experience a different form. And the idea, the thought, the concept, the study was done to create physical worlds, physical experiences, to go forth and to create something out of love that life, spirit life, could dwell in that was a different form. That is why you have a physical world, a physical being, physical experiences. It was an expression of love to experience, to grow, to learn, to experience things in more of a concrete, physical way, to experience life with the senses that a human has or other life forms have, to sense life at a different level, at a slower level, at a physical level, at a dense level, but a sensual level. And so spirit, those zillions of life forms in a spirit world agreed to take on physical form. And so you have the expression of love which created universes, which created planets, which created the atmospheres and the environments for spirit to go forth into inhabit a physical world. All based on love. All based on a loving expression of source, God, if you want that word to be used here, to express that love so that those could experience greater, different things. And we don't say greater. We use the word greater, but we want to interpret that as being different life. Life different than in the spirit world. The spirit world is beautiful. The spirit world is amazing. The spirit world is love. The spirit world, we won't use the word boring, but the spirit world is just so ingrained with love that spirit said, you know what, let's look at life a little differently. Let's have some contrast. Let's have some struggle. Let's have some difficulty. Let's experience something different. And so that's why you have the physical worlds. Let's express love in different ways than the way we've been expressing it between us. Let's express it in a physical form. And so you have physical forms. So it's all expressions of love from God, from Source, and it continues to expand, and it continues to grow. Now, we carefully use the word zillions here. We could have said billions, but it's zillions. There's other planets, there's other places where physical form is taking place, but love is also taking place. So the question for us, from us to you, those who are living in physical form, do you appreciate the love that's been expressed to you for you to use in your lives? Are you a bearer of love? Are you opening your being, your hearts, your souls to love so that you can express love? But do you live from fear? Do you live from anxiety? Do you live from beliefs that limit love? Are you full expressors of love in your lives? We're going to even say that your mission in life, now you have individual missions and purposes. We understand that. You've chosen different missions and different purposes. But your ultimate mission, your ultimate purpose, which has been expressed many times, your reason for being in a physical world, your real reason for being in a physical world is to express love, to share love with all of life. So we would ask each one of you, are you doing that? Is your life based on love, expressing love, pure, unconditional love with compassion, kindness, forgiveness, empathy, joy, happiness? Are you living that state of love? Or are you allowing fear, anxiety, prejudice, anger, all of those negative energies to dominate your life. So we ask you, can you get back to your purpose, your mission? Are you willing to get back to that mission? Are you willing to put aside all that negativity, all that prejudice, all that anger? Are you willing to forgive? Are you willing to show compassion? Jesus was a great example of love. He asked his people to put aside hatred. Love your enemies as yourself. Can you do that? Are you an expression of love? If you're an expression of love, if you say, yes, I can do that, yes, I am doing that, yes, I'm going to do that, then you're fulfilling your mission. So fulfill your mission. Be love. Be the ultimate form of love. Know that when you are doing this ultimate form of love, you're not pleasing somebody else. You're not pleasing God. You're not pleasing spirit. You're really pleasing yourself, your higher self, your soul. That's who you're pleasing. Because then you're in harmony with and connected with that greater part of yourself. So we'll leave you with that. We want you to think about love. Are you willing to go 100% into love? Are you willing to dive, jump off the high dive into love and just be love in every aspect of your life? Answer that in your souls, please. Bye. Okay, I'm back. You know, I got a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. I got to kind of like get into a different place here. It's like, whoa, my brain. Yeah, spirit. Yeah, that was, I didn't expect them to go there. I didn't have any notion that they were going to talk about that. Wow, they really put the gauntlet down for people, didn't they? Can you be love 100%? No holding back. Can you forgive? Can you be compassionate? Can you be kind? Can you put aside all prejudice and anger and fear in your lives and be what you're here supposed to be or what you came here to be? Okay. Let me take a call. Oh, whoa. Yes. Okay. I'm back, I think. That was pretty, I mean, it got me emotional. And those words came through me. I became very emotional about it. I would say that I love to be there. I don't know if I can say that I'm there, but I love that gauntlet going down from spirit. It's like, okay, let me kind of contemplate that one. Where am I missing out on that love thing? Where am I falling short? Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, and yeah, I'm actually better than okay. But who am I speaking to?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria, how are you today? But what are you doing, Rosemaria, today on this beautiful? Today's Thursday. Doesn't it feel like a Thursday? It feels like it should be a Friday already for some reason. Kind of into Friday already.
You're right. Feels like that, like off and on, like spirits and how you call it, like messages and stuff. It feels like a different day, but trying to get my stuff together and put away. And all that happy stuff.
Your stuff together. Stuff. What kind of stuff?
Because I knew there's going to be some movement soon, so it's like getting organized.
Okay. So yeah, let me comment on that, because this is what strikes me from a spirit perspective on that. When you say that it's going to be changed, the first thing I get or sense are the energy. There has to be action on your part to make it work, to go forward. What I'm hearing is, and now, don't be offended by this, but it feels like it's not just moving the chairs around in the deck, moving the boxes around a little bit. It's actually progress forward. You know, it's like if you're wanting to make changes in your life, you're getting rid of stuff that you no longer need. Okay.
Right.
Making action forward, and instead of just stagnant action that just keeps moving stuff around. Okay, so I guess the question is, what I hear for you is, are you just moving stuff around a little bit? Are you really moving forward?
Not just like stuff put away, like in my room and odds and ends, because I know that's not gonna be coming with me.
Well, then give it away.
No, it's staying.
It's staying.
Away.
Okay, so you're boxing it up? Boxing it up.
Pretty much.
Okay, so what's the next step?
Next step, see what my movement is and work-wise moving forward, because I know that's going to be coming in full force and I have to
Let me give you this now. And I know you haven't asked any questions, and I'm just responding, kind of reading you. And Winning Spirit has to say to you. And what I'm hearing for you is, like, it's time to make a demand of the universe or God. Okay? And they're not offended. So don't worry about anybody being, Spirit's not offended by demands. And demand would be, okay, in 30 days, I want to make real progress. In 72 hours, I want a sign of real progress. Now, 72 hours is a good time frame to make that first step. In 72 hours, I want a real sign of the next step forward. Okay?
Right.
Not because sometimes we leave things open and we go, oh, one of these days I'll get advised what to do by Spirit. No, you got to say, okay, I want a deadline here. I'm 72 hours, and I seriously want you to do this, because Spirit's saying, you got to do this. 72 hours, say to Spirit, Universe, God, however you phrase it, I want real signs of the next step forward in my life.
Cool. And then
the next 30 days, I want another one in the next 30 days that's really a leap. Not a little leap. I want a big leap in 30 days. See, it feels like you got to start making leaps now. This is not something off in the future, 6 months from now, 3 months from now. It feels like something you need to do, and you need to challenge the universe right now to make this show you what to do next.
Right. It's like I'm like manifesting. It's like it's not working or moving forward, like you said it, like how you phrased it.
Yeah. So it's time to say, okay. But here's the part you got to do, because you can say in 72 hours, I want something to happen. I want a step. I want to be shown what to do next. Okay. And
gotcha.
What you have to do is really have some fun. That's a very simple thing. Go have some fun. Get your head, get away from the problem. Don't think about it. Don't contemplate it. You've asked them once to do it, right?
Right. Right. Many
now
times.
get away from the problem. Say, okay, you do that. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to do some things that I really have fun doing that feel good to me. I'm going to only do things I appreciate doing.
Right.
And I'm going to stay away from the problem. Because I gave you the problem. Now I'm going to get away from
it.
And see what happens. See it happens by Monday sometime if you don't get some real signs. If you're willing to stop thinking about the problem and just turn it over.
Got you. Yeah, because it's like he's not doing anything about it. You know what I mean? It's like whatever. And then I'm like, oh, can I have a quick question, if you can? The other night, I had a sharp pain in my leg and screamed somebody's name. Was I feeling something that night, or because we have two different time zones? What does that mean? I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, so you had a pain in your leg, and then you cried out somebody's name who you know, right? Physically,
right.
No.
Right.
And so, oh, you were feeling that person.
Was I, or did he get hurt, or...
No, I don't know if he got hurt. I won't go into, oh, he was in a car accident. You know, no, none of that. It's just you were feeling somebody else's pain. And it could be emotional pain, but you were manifesting it in a physical pain. Okay? You were feeling somebody.
So on his leg, or I'm
I don't
feeling
get it
one
as
end.
I don't get it as ESP that you felt this person going into the hospital. I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to say you felt that other person, and you felt something that they were feeling. And it could have been on an emotional level than a physical level, but you felt it at a physical level. Okay?
Yeah, because I can feel one part of my body, like my leg, my lower leg, and then he's hurting somewhere else. I did that once before, and I'm like, hate you for doing this. Like, you're hurting one part, and I'm, like, getting hurt on the other one. I'm like, I hate when you do this.
Sometimes we feel pain like that or that kind of thing. It's someplace that's in a weak spot in our own being. our physical being. You know, if you got a bad knee already, I mean, I don't know about you where you felt it, but if you have a bad knee and if you're feeling somebody else's pain, you'll feel it in your bad knee.
Got you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is my other leg. Gotcha. Yeah, because
okay.
We have like that sympathy pain thing. He told me, I'm like, yeah. All right, cool, I appreciate it.
And sometimes you got to realize, oops, I got something going on here. I need to take care of this myself, too.
Right.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Take care.
Appreciate
enjoy
it.
The weekend.
You
welcome.
Too.
Bye. Oops. Here we go. Oh, I didn't close the blinds. Enough. Ooh. I love the sun, but the sun doesn't. Sun wants to blind me. Okay, what are we going to do? We got a bunch of articles. You know, let's do something fun. If you want to call in and talk, I got a few minutes left. I got 14 minutes to go on the show, and we're having fun today. Thank you, Bob. I really like that message Bob had. Bob being my spirit teachers. Wow, about love. Isn't it about love? And they were playing off of Marianne Williamson. That's why they had me do the article. You know, it's like no coincidences, right? No coincidences. Okay, let's do something light and not so serious. Let's talk about lemons. Ooh, he's going, why lemons? Because we like lemons, don't we? Okay, so this is from, who is this from? Today's Show Home. And I get these posts, I don't know where I started getting these posts from the Today Show and articles from the Today Show, but it's kind of fun. NBC, Today Show, you know, those people, right? They have all kinds of fun articles. So 10... surprising household uses for lemons. You know what? I'm going to post this on Facebook. If anybody joins me on Facebook, you can read these. And then you can, you know, you can kind of bookmark these or whatever you want to do it. And then you can use them. So Okay, we'll go through this. Kill weeds. Forget chemical weed killers. We can be just as bad for you as they are for the planet. And I don't know who wrote the article. Doesn't say, but that's all right. Oh, Helen Stromnes, N-I-Z. Okay, she's a Today contributor. Helen Stromnes, N-I-Z. Okay, that's who wrote it. So now you know who wrote it. Okay? I like to control weeds with lemon and white vinegar recipe, which is 4 parts lemon juice to 1 part white vinegar, says Billy Sharp, author of Lemons and Lavender, The Eco Guide to Better Housekeeping. So that was the Eco Guide to Better Housekeeping. And that's 4 parts lemon juice, 1 part white vinegar to kill weeds. Preserve and refresh produce. Now, some of you might know some of this, but these are just reminders. Oh, my lettuce is wilted. What can I do? I'll be thinking, oh, yeah, okay. Lemons are a perfect way to perk up produce, Sharp said. Says, adding limp lettuce to a bowl of cold water with lemon juice in the fridge for an hour will put back the crispness. Make sure to rinse and dry it in a paper towel. A little lemon juice will also help keep apples, potatoes, pears, and cauliflower from browning, and guacamole and pesto greens. So, lemon, you know, wow, cool stuff, right? Now, this one I thought was really cool, and I don't know if it'll work, and I'm gonna try this sometime, because I have a cat that loves to attack my couch. She's a couch attacker, you know, she's got her own scratching pole, but guess what she'd rather attack, right? You know, do you have to really go out and buy used couches all the time, because you know your cat's going to destroy your couch, right? You can't buy expensive couches because my cat. Okay, so if you keep a precious rug or couch, spray it with trusty lemon and lavender spray bottle to keep it pet-free, Sharp suggests. It will not only freshen the room with nice smell, but keep them away as well. Bonus tip, orange and eucalyptus oil will work well too. So get a little, you know, you got a little spray bottles. You got to get these little spray bottles and put this stuff in there. And okay, that was my little noise. Okay, let me check if anybody wants to talk to me. Nobody wants to talk to me. Well, I know you all want to talk to me, but you're just not in the mood right this moment because you'd rather hear about lemons, right? Okay. easy, clean cheese graters. I don't eat cheese, so, but this would be interesting for some of the other stuff I do. Cut the lemon in half and then run it over the grater, advises clean coach Leslie Reichard, author of The Joy of Green Cleaning. The acid in the lemon will break down the fat in the cheese. If the food is really stuck on the grater, you can dip lemon in salt, table salt, and the salt will act as a scrubber. Combined with lemon, it will remove most foods. So, yeah, check out on Facebook. I posted this there, so if you want to read this and use it yourself, it's kind of cool stuff, right? Sanitize metal jewelry. The acid in lemon juice also works to remove tarnish. I'd recommend using just a tablespoon of lemon juice concentrate to 1.5 cups of water, Reichard says. You can also dip your silver into lemon soda, and it will come out sparkling. Don't use this combo on gold or pearls. So that gold or pearls, no, metal, but other metals, yes. Silver or other metals, but not gold or pearls. So actually, you could probably find out if it's gold or not, but we don't want to go there, right? Preserve meat and clean your cutting board. Lemon juice creates an acidic environment, and bacteria need an alkaline environment to survive. Now, that's an interesting point. Let me read that over again, because this is really kind of cool stuff. Very good stuff, right? Lemon juice creates an acidic environment, and bacteria need an alkaline environment to survive. So adding lemon to meat produce and even water inhibits bacteria growth. A handy antibacteria and natural way to clean your cutting board after cooking meat is to rub lemon juice on it and let it sit overnight. Rinse in the water, morning, Sharp says. The lemon juice will kill the bacteria and leave your cutting board smelling fresh. Good idea, huh? You know, kind of a little lemon juice on your cutting board and let it sit there and rinse it off. Instead of, you know, I learned other tricks, put it in the microwave, but the lemon is probably a much better way than the microwave, right? Naturally restore furniture. Mix mayonnaise, olive oils, and lemon juice together, Reichard suggests. When worked into a wood furniture, this mixture will add oil to the wood, and then lemon juice will work cut through any polish buildup on the furniture. Okay. We're moving right along. I got a couple more. Just prevent sticky rice. Add a teaspoon of lemon juice to the pot while the water's boiling to keep grains from sticking together. Lemon does prevent sticky rice, as do other citrus fruit lines, which keep separate grains of rice and enhance the whiteness of the rice. Sharp says. Now, in certain cultures, you do want sticky rice, because if you're using chopsticks, you ever try to pick up one grain with a chopstick? Nah. So sticky rice, especially if you're going to make sushi, you want to forget the lemon juice, right? Don't use lemon juice in rice if you're going to do sushi, right? Because you want that sticky rice kind of thing going on there. Get rid of grease. Copper pots are cleaned quickly with a half of a lemon dipped into salt. Rub over a tarnished copper bottom pot and you'll see magic, Reichert says. The same combo works great for removing grease off a cooktop and stainless steel pots and pans too. I gotta try this. This is a good one. I like this one. If you have a real buildup of grease, use the lemon juice and half lemon with sea salt. Okay. So your pots, lemon juice, sea salt, boom, done, got it. It works. You know, take your lemon, half a lemon, rub it in the sea salt, and your pot, right? You like that? And make potpourri. I love lemons and lavender as potpourri, Sharp says. Take lemon rind or thin lemon and orange, lay them individually on a big sheet pan, and let them dry. Add dried rose petals, lavender, rosemary, or mint for a wonderful fresh scent. How many people makes potpourri? How many people use potpourri anymore? I don't know. But all good stuff. You know, that was kind of a fun article. And I thought, some great ideas, you know, make life a little easier. Make life, do it naturally instead of using a lot of chemicals. Okay, so what are we doing here? Was there any other articles I wanted to talk about today? Wow, lots of stuff coming through on the internet. Okay. Here's a question. 7 clues you found for your life purpose. We found for your life purpose. And are you living on purpose? That's a good question. Are you living on purpose? That's hard to cut a little bit into. Maybe I'll do some of it tomorrow. This next one, I'll just do one point or two, and I got about 5 minutes left, and somebody wants to call in or in the chat room or whatever you want to do. Natural area of gifting, giving. Pay attention to the area that come naturally to you. For some reason, you seem to outshine in these areas so much that others notice it. Gifts and natural ability point to God's original plan, or your original plan, and purpose for your life. So what are you really good at? What did you love to do as a kid? Did you ever find things that you're really good at and that you love to do and it seemed to be really a lot of fun to do? Then do those things, right? Do those things. Stop doing the other stuff. Do those things. It isn't that hard to find life purpose. Even if you're 40, you could look back and go, what do I love to do? What, you know, in the jobs that I've had in the past, what did I really love to do? What part of the job? You know, if you're not happy with your job, and that's the performance part, you know. Sometimes you're not happy with your job and you're not doing well in a job because you're mismatched for what you're doing, right? So it's time to stop and think, oh, what do I really like? What do I really love to do? I mean, well, if you love going fishing, then maybe you should buy a fishing boat, right? I mean, that sounds absurd, but why not, right? Why not? You know, other than laying on the couch all day, what do you love to do, right? What do you love to do? There's something they love to do that you can do. Right, real quick. Endless supply of power. There's no area of burnout when you're operating in your purpose. Your level of passion may vary from time to time, but there will be an endless amount of power made available to you to do what God has called you to do or what your soul has called you to do. And you ever do activities where the time goes by so fast and you're so involved in it that time flies by and you feel energized by doing it? Then you're living your purpose. You're living your bliss when you're doing something and it just feels like time's flying. Wow, I feel energized and you're done. You're tired physically, but mentally and emotionally you're like, "Whoa, I got to get back to this." You ever wake up in the morning excited about doing something? Then you're living purpose, aren't you? You're living your purpose when you're excited about doing something. At the end of whatever you're doing, you may be physically drained, but you're emotionally high and most emotionally in a good place. So let me go back. I got about a minute and a half left. And let me go back to where I started this whole show. Let me get a little bit more about what soul readings are about. The good example was the person I read for. It was about, what does your soul want you to be doing right now? Are you on path? Are you doing the right thing? Are there fears and anxiety in your life? What are the fears? What are the beliefs that are limiting you from living that passionate soul life? And that's what the readings are all about. And to get a little plug, and I only have a few seconds, but I also help people in meditation is a guided meditation to reconnect with that, to reconnect with that soul, to reconnect with purpose, to reconnect with living from soul, living from love, being connected to that love. Like Bob talked about love, living love. Are you living love or are you living from fear and beliefs that limit your love? Are you doing 100% love in your life? And that's the ultimate. Are you living 100% love? Ooh, that sounds like a challenge, but why not? Wouldn't it feel so much better to live 100% love, be 100% connected to your soul and to God, the universe, source? Cool thoughts, huh? So I want to help you. And I'm defining how I help you, but I want to help you. So contact me. And have a beautiful rest of your day. Love you guys. Those who are in the chat room, those who call in, thank you very much. Bye. This is a good show.